9/11 exposed really three major problems. The first one was a lack of coordination, not with the fire service and among the fire service, but a lack of coordination across the region and between various governmental functions. Second gap that was exposed was the need for better communication between agencies, but also with the public. And the third gap was the lack of public readiness to deal with that, as well as a lot of other kinds of emergencies. So since then, we've made major efforts to address all three gaps. First of all, in terms of better coordination, we've established a body that coordinates all the transportation agencies. We've created a body that coordinates really at the highest level, which is the Emergency Preparedness Council, that provides coordination not only between government agencies, but between government agencies and the Red Cross, the Board of Trade, hospitals, and on and on and on. It's basically a table where the entire region is seated. So we've really done a lot to coordinate planning and response. Second area in terms of communication, we work with the public now much more effectively. There are all kinds of apps and alert systems that the public can sign up for where they can get highly localized information about what's going on and what they ought to do. Third, our citizens, I think, are better prepared, although that's an area where we really do need a lot more work. Various entities within the region are far better prepared than they were. For example, the schools are now prepared to keep students so parents don't have to get themselves into incredible traffic jams and put themselves at risk to pick up their kids, because they know that the schools are now prepared to hold them. Private sector is better prepared to shelter in place its employees. So in each of these areas, there's been improvement. Although this region is unusually challenging, it's very diverse geographically. It's very diverse in terms of development patterns. We have rural, suburban, and highly urbanized areas, and very diverse in terms of a population, cultures, and languages. And finally, very diverse in terms of the people that are here. It's not just the people that live and work here, but all kinds of visitors from abroad, as well as in the U.S., universities, and on and on and on. So in a very challenging environment, we think we learned a lot of lessons from 9/11. We're in the process of addressing them in terms of better technology, better communications, better coordination. But I have to say as well, the threat and the risk environment has evolved in a very challenging way. Terrorism, for example, you have to watch for the big things, but you got to watch for the individual shooter. Mass shootings have become an unfortunate and tragic part of America life. That's part of the threat environment that we have to deal with today. In addition to the whole range of natural catastrophes, this region is subject, as we learned a couple years ago, to earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, snowstorms, which are highly unpredictable in terms of what they'll do in terms of our transportation systems. So all these things make for a very challenging environment, but one in which we are working on as government entities, but we really need the cooperation of the public.